Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Haast here. Decision fatigue. Have you had that experience? 2:15 in the afternoon, you suddenly got 45 minutes, but your brain is so tired, you can't figure out where to give your attention to, what to prioritize, or what's the most important thing to do. And then later you have 15 minutes more of an empty time slot, and it's like so hard to decide what you do. Yet it is possible to be certain throughout the day on what to do next, even when there are shifts in the schedule. If you don't resolve this dilemma, you will find yourself, as you probably know, many times during the day, being a bit disappointed that you can't just make a decision and go, that you can't just take action that was meaningful, and you get caught up in shuffling emails or looking through team channels or other communications, or you deal with the interruptions that happened without choice and focus. What's the key to avoid decision fatigue? Well, it's to make decisions basically once per day. Give yourself some time in the morning, and then you decide what to give priority to for the upcoming day. Maximum four key things I recommend that you choose that ideally are non-urgent things, but they are impactful. They take 5 to 30 minutes, and you make all the choices you need to do in the morning before you start producing in the day. And as soon as there is some extra time left, you return to those four key priorities until they are complete. Some days you won't even complete all four because things come up and unexpected things show up and you need to give attention to other things. That's fine because you know immediately what you want to return to. When you start to think and make decisions once per day with real focus, you will notice the decision fatigue doesn't occur much anymore because you have already decided. At least this is my experience, and I hope you found this valuable, and I see you in the next episode.